self as a lost cause. Except for Socrates, that is. I don't know where you picked up the nickname Softy. It certainly doesn't fit your conversation. Always full of fury against yourself and everyone else, apart from Socrates.
And if that's my opinion of myself and the rest of you, then obviously I'm crazy or mistaken, I suppose.
Let's not argue about that now, Apollodorus. Just do as I ask, and tell me what was said at Agathon's party.
The conversation went something like this. Or, better, let me try to present it in their own words from the beginning, as Aristodemus told it to me. He started by saying,
I met Socrates all washed and brushed, and wearing shoes, a thing he hardly ever did. I asked him where he was going, looking so elegant.
I'm going to dinner with Agathon. I avoided the first celebration last night. I couldn't face the crowd, but I said I'd come this evening. I'm looking elegant because Agathon always looks elegant. What about you? How do you feel about coming to dinner uninvited?
I'll do anything you tell me.
Come on, then. Let's ignore the proverb, good men come uninvited to lesser men's feasts. Or rather, let's change it to good men come uninvited to Agathon's feast. After all, Homer does worse than ignore it.